Today, we'd like to see the title of Do Not Believe in the book of John chapter 10, verses 22 up to 42. To 9 wise people on the earth, we'd like to suggest 3 questions. Number 1, in verse 25, Jesus answered them, I told you, and you do not believe, the works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. What does the phrase of they bear witness of me mean? Question 2. In verse 28, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. What's your response to this verse? Last question, in verse 34, Jesus answered them, it is not written in your law, I said, you are gods. What's Jesus' point in his answer? In the last time, John chapter 10, verses 17 up to 21, therefore my Father loves me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have a power to lay it down, and I have a power to take it again. This command I have received from my Father. Therefore, there was a division again among the Jews because of this saying. Here, this saying, which means Jesus said, I have the power to lay it down. The means I have the power to give my life to the cross, and I have a power to take it again. Jesus said, I have a power to take my life again, which means to rise again from the dead. This command I have received from my Father. This command Jesus received from God the Father. Because of these sayings among Jewish people, division, how, verse 20, and many of them, majority said, he has a demon and is mad. Simply, Jesus is crazy or insane. Why do you listen to him? Others said, minority, these are not the words of one who has a demon, because can a demon open the eyes of the blind? Jesus saying to lay down my life and to take it again, which are God the Father commandments. But some minority people, minority view, said, a man born blind now sees. This kind of miracle work given by God the Father. Then, verse 22, now it was the feast of dedication. Feast of dedication called as Hanukkah, the 9th month in the Hebrew lunar calendar, December in the Gregorian calendar. In the history, Maccabees, the priest family in 165 before Christ, his 5 sons rebel against the Syrian king Antiochus Epiphanes, who defiled the temple with the pig sacrifice to Jupiter God in Jerusalem. So the 5 rebels, 5 sons of Maccabees, rebels, rededicate the temple to cleanse. That history was recorded in Apocrypha. The 1st Maccabees and the 2nd Maccabees. Basically, the Grecian Syrian king, is defiled the temple, so they resisted against them. They dethroned that king, so regained the temple, then dedicated the temple to God, you know, to cleanse. So that history recorded in Apocrypha. So in Jerusalem at And it was winter, so December, winter Gregorian, which is old calendar, so in the winter time. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Solomon's porch, which meaning the temple of Solomon. So big, you know, porch, a large ground. So Peter's sermon was made on Pentecost. We go back to chapter 2, verse 41. Then those who gladly received his word, Peter's word, was baptized. And that day, Pentecost, about 30,000 souls were added to them. So 30,000 people were converted to Christians. So last Sunday, two churches brought a Christian. He brought three non-believers to Harvest Crusade. All of them were converted to Christ. Praise the Lord. Also, Peter and John healed a lame man at that place, Solomon's porch, the temple. Book of Acts, chapter 3, verse 1. Now Peter and John went up together to the temple of Solomon at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour, 9 o'clock in the morning. Then verse 24, then the Jews surrounded him or cornered Jesus and said to him, ask Jesus, how long do you keep us in doubt? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. Simply, don't make an ambiguous saying, please tell me, frankly, you are Messiah or not, or you are the Christ. Or not. So the Christ, the English word rooted from the Greek, Messiah is the English word rooted from Hebrew. So then verse 25, Jesus answered them, I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, the works that Jesus does in his Father's name, prove that Jesus and his Father are one, in verse 30, and the Son of God, in verse 36, that is the Messiah, or the Christ. So the work that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. They meaning the works bear witness of me. The works prove Jesus and the Father of one, and Jesus is the Son of God. Miracles work prove of Jesus the Christ or Nicodemus too. For example, John chapter 3, verse 2. This man came to Jesus. Nicodemus came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God. For no one can do these signs or this miraculous work that you do unless God is with him. Basically, this miracle is the work coming from God the Father. Also, John chapter 14, verse 8 to 11, Jesus' disciple Philip said to Jesus, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? Here again, the oneness between Jesus and God the Father. The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Believe in me that I am in the Father and the Father in me. Or else, otherwise, believe in me for the sake of the works themselves. So believe the miraculous works. Then you may know I came from God. I come from God. So then you may believe I am in the Father and the Father in me. So basically. Also, Matthew chapter 9, verses 2 2:8, Jesus talked with Jewish people. Then behold, they brought to him, to Jesus, a paralytic lying on a bed. When Jesus saw their face, the helper's face, he said to the paralytic, "Son, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven you." And at once some of the scribes and within themselves the man blasphemed. But Jesus, knowing their thoughts or their heart, said, "Why do you think evil in your heart? For which is easier, to say, 'Your sins are forgiven you,' or to say, 'Arise and work'?" So word itself easy, right? Your sins are forgiven you. But Jesus showed miraculous work, but that you may know that the Son of Man, who is Jesus, has a power on earth to forgive sins through evidence. Then he said to the paralytic, "Arise, take up your bed, and go to your house." And he arose, miraculous signs work. He arose and departed to his house. Now when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God who had given such a power to man. So then verse 26, "But you do not believe," the Jewish people, opponent Jewish people do not believe, because some Jewish people believe Jesus and God the Father are oneness, also Jesus, the Son of God. "Do not believe because you are not of my sheep." Here is, "You are not of my sheep," which means right now you are not my sheep. You will not be my sheep. So here, Jesus know before they will not be his sheep. So that's called predestination. Predestination. So book of Acts chapter, example, book of Acts chapter 13 verse 48. "Now when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord. And many as had been appointed to eternal life believed." So many of them had been predestined to be saved. So God's invitation, which invokes a human free will. So God never forced human beings to believe in God. So here, which invokes human free will. John chapter 16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him," so he invites, "believe in him," Jesus Christ, "should not perish, but have everlasting life." Also Revelation 22 verse 17, "And the Spirit and the bride say," the bride is indicating Christians, because the groom is Jesus Christ. "Bride say, 'Come,' and let him who hears you say, 'Come,' and let him who thirsts, 'Come,' let him." So allow him, come, invite to come. "Whoever desires," here desires, invoke free will, not force. "Whoever desires, let him take the word of life freely." Also 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9 too. "The Lord is not slack or slowness concerning his promise, as some count slackness," slowness, "but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." The Lord is waiting. All should repent. Romans chapter 8, verse 29. Here is, therefore, so without understanding of God's foreknowledge, we could not understand God's predestination, even with the given human free will. So that example, Romans chapter 8, verse 29, clearly explained, "For whom he foreknew," God had a foreknowledge, "he also predestined to be conformed to to be image of his son, so indicating all born-again Christian, that he might be the firstborn, Jesus Christ, the firstborn, the Son of God, among many brethren. Many brothers is adopted sons or adopted daughters. So here, foreknowledge, predestination. So therefore, without understanding God's foreknowledge, we could not understand God's predestination, even with given human free will, because human being has no foreknowledge at all. Verse 27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. It manifested, this verse manifests a close fellowship or relationship between his sheep and him. Verse 28, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hands. So here's a promise. So we trust on that promise, eternal life, never perish, having the assurance of salvation. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. It shows the assurance of salvation in which we should have a faith. So we need a faith and assurance of salvation. Romans chapter 8, verse 31 and 38, 39. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? The kind of, we have faith in assurance of salvation. So because, 38, because I am persuaded neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come in the future, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creatures shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So nothing separate between us and the love of God. So in Jesus Christ. So we have a faith in the assurance of salvation. Then is the verse 29. My Father who has given them to me. 29. So here, my Father who has given them which we share to Jesus is greater than all, including the power of darkness. So God the Father is greater than anything else, any creatures, including the power of darkness. And no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. Again, this shows the assurance of salvation. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock is Peter's confession of his faith, said, you are the Son of God, the Christ, Son of living God, the Christ. That faith, I will build my church. So God's church, Jesus' church, built on that faith, which meaning whoever believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, Savior, the group of people is his church. And the gate of Hades shall not prevail against it. Same way, the gate of Hades, controlled by Satan, shall not prevail, shall not resist or invade against it and his church at all. That same way, no one is able to snatch them, his sheep, out of my Father's hand. His sheep is his church. I and my Father are one. Here is Jesus' claim. I and my Father are one. Oneness between Jesus and God the Father. Verse 31. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him because of blasphemy. In this context, the verse 33. Blasphemy, simply bad word against God. Jesus answered them, "Many good works I have shown you from my Father." So many good works are coming from my Father is shown to you. For which of those works do you stone me? So a lot of works. You know, Jesus make water into wine. Jesus worked on water. Also, this context, Jesus born blind, was healed to see. Sight, you know, so a lot of which of those words do you stone me? Then verse 33, the Jews answered him, saying, "For a good work we do not stone you, but for blasphemy." Blasphemy, again, bad words against God. For example, in American culture, calling Jesus Christ in bad event, that is a kind of blasphemy. So we should abstain, you know, Jesus raised in, you know, bad events. You know, that is truly blasphemy. And because you, being a man, make yourself God. So the Jews understand clearly that Jesus claimed that Jesus is a man and God. Jesus man, God. But Jehovah's Witness, Jesus is Michael, the archangel, the creature. Mormon, Jesus is the son of Adam, the creature, not creator. Misunderstand it, this one, Jesus man and God at the present. So verse 34, Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law?" Law is basically the five Mosaic law. First Genesis, Exodus, and Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy 5. So your law, here, I said you are God. God is a small z. So those here, God is indicating those to whom the words of God came. In verse 35, Jesus explained, those to whom the word of God came. That is, those who receive God's word. So the Mosaic law is the certain verses says basically God actually means those who receive God's word. For example, Moses as a God to Aaron, or Moses as a God to Pharaoh. Moses a man. Also, children of God called as a God. Exodus chapter 4, verse 16 here. So he shall be, Aaron shall be your spokesman to the people. And he himself, Aaron himself shall be as a mouth for you, for Moses. And you, Moses, shall be to him, to Aaron, as God here. Exodus chapter 7, verse 1, 2. So the Lord said to Moses, "See, I have made you as a God to whom? To Pharaoh. And Aaron, your brother, shall be your prophet." Here, basically, Moses received God's word. You know, that's why God considers Moses as a God. Also, Psalm 82, verse 6, I said, God said, "You are gods, and all over you are children of the Most High." So, the children of God called as a God's too. So Jesus is explaining, verse 35, if he called them God, God called them God here, to whom? To whom the word of God came. So those who receive God's word called God by God the Father. And the scripture cannot be broken. So Matthew chapter 5, verse 18, "For surely I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one little will never pass or never fail from the law until all is fulfilled." So God's word never fail. Also Numbers chapter 23, verse 19, "God is not a man that he should lie." So God doesn't lie. "No way, son of a man, that he should repent." So no repent. "Has he said, and will he not do?" Which meaning, he will do whatever he said. Or had he spoken, and will he not make it good? So he make good whatever he speaks. Psalm chapter 138, verse 2, here, interesting verse, David said, I will worship toward your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth. For because you have magnified your word above all your name. So God's word above God's name. So scripture cannot be broken. Verse 36, do you say over him whom the Father sanctified, or God the Father ordained, and sent into the world, sent Jesus into the world, you are blessed for me, because I said I am the Son of God. So Jesus said, what's wrong, you know, to me to claim I and the Father are one and I am the Son of God? Because God called the children of God, those who receive God's word called as gods. Verse 37, if I do not do the works of my Father, do not believe in me. So here, the works of my Father. So please believe the works of my Father. Also, Jesus said to Philip, John chapter 14, verse 11, you know, the above, Jesus said, you know, for the sake of the works, you know, believe me. But if I do, although you do not believe in me, believe the works, he explained, that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. So believe the supernatural works, and then you would believe the oneness between Jesus and God the Father. Therefore, they sought again to seize him, but he escaped out of their hand. It was not yet his time to be crucified in Jerusalem, as God the Father appointed. Verse 40, and he went away again beyond the Jordan River to the place where John the Baptist was baptizing at first. So beyond the Jordan River, close to Jericho, then many came to Jesus and said, John the Baptist performed no sign, no miraculous work, miracle work, but all the things that John spoke about this man, who is Jesus, were true, such as Jesus made a baptism with the Holy Spirit and fire. Also, Jesus is the Lamb to take away the sin of the world. Then Matthew chapter 3, verse 11, John the Baptist said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance purpose, but Jesus, who is coming after me, is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Also, John chapter 1, verse 29. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. So, and many believed in Jesus there. So let's see each question answer in verse 25. Jesus answered them, the Jewish people, I told you and you do not believe. The problem, you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. What does the phrase of they bear witness of me mean? The miraculous work proves Jesus and the Father are one, and Jesus is the Son of God in this context. Question 2, in verse 28, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. What's your response to this verse? This verse, we should live in this phrase. We should have a faith in the assurance of salvation. So then we can overcome against any temptation over accusation or deceiving over Satan. Question 3, in verse 34, Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law? I said you are God. What's Jesus' point in his answer? Because God called Moses, the one who received God's word as God, to Aaron, and to Pharaoh in law, particularly Exodus. Also, God called the children of God as gods. So, therefore, am I wrong to call me who is one with God the Father and the Son of God? Let us sing all together the songbook, page 41, song number 8.